Okay, hi there. This is Ian's diary entry for July 25th. Now, I haven't updated as much as I want to, but hopefully you'll be getting to it more recently. I'm back in Scotland. I'm over the flu, but I do have a bit of a head cold, so if my voice sounds weird, you know why. And I've posted everybody off my letter about Scotland, what happened there, so if you want to know, you're just going to have to wait for the website update, which will probably be a while. Anyway, my friend Laura has sent me these questions. She wants me to answer them, and I decided, well, since my friends come here, I'm actually going to share the answers that I would give with them. Okay? So I want you all to sit back and listen to these embarrassingly painful answers that Ian has to give. Okay, here's what Laura writes to me anyway. Answer these questions if you will, and I'm not looking for a specific answer, just your thoughts. Why? Because you're a man. Okay, so Ian's getting branded with blatant sexism here. I mean, okay. I've tried to be a nice guy. I've tried to be a polite guy, understanding, caring. I have to try. I mean, getting sexism like this, it really hurts my feelings. Ladies, all the ladies out there who are reading this, girls, women, whatever you want to be. Point is, okay. Not all guys are sexist. We do try not to be sexist. So yeah. Just give us a chance to prove ourselves, be open-minded. Because there are a few men out there who, they do deserve a chance, okay? So, sexism, it's not nice. Anyway, on with the questions. What makes a woman unforgettable? Okay, I'll tell you the truth now. Not every woman in my life is going to be unforgettable. The only women in my life that will be unforgettable are women who have made, a deep emotional impact in my life. The first girl I fell in love with. That's a deep emotional impact. The girl who inspired me to write all that poetry, stuff like that. People like that, I'm never going to forget because they have moved or changed my life in a way. So for a woman to be unforgettable, she has to make, pretty darn big impact in my life. I'm not saying I'm going to forget all the people who didn't, but I mean, this is somebody that's, worth remembering that I will always think about. If a woman did a slow, soft, sensuous striptease to you and left on only two things, what would they be? Okay, the quick answer, her bra and her underwear. I mean, a woman slow, soft, sensitive striptease. The only person I would see doing a slow, soft, sensitive striptease is, the girlfriend, wife, lover, my other half, which I actually don't have one at the moment. But I mean, the point being, that's the only person I would actually watch doing something like that, and it's kind of weird to explain, but I mean, I wouldn't like to jump straight into, oh, take your clothes off. Okay, there we go. Hey, let's go do the wild thing. I mean, it's a striptease. It's supposed to be fun, light. It's, a tease, basically. So I mean, that's what I'd ask to leave on because I want to take things along more, kind of take things longer, slower. Probably messed up that answer, but I'm shy about these things. If you could pick one thing that always makes you smile, what would it be? Happiness. Being happy makes you smile. I mean, short, quick answer. I mean, when you think about happiness is something that's very, very hard to find within yourself, but it is impossible to find anywhere else but within yourself. There are people that will make you happy. There are events in your life that will make you happy. There are things everywhere that will make you happy. But all of it is worth absolutely nothing if you have nobody in your life that you can share that happiness with and nobody that you can show your smile to. So, I mean, if you want to smile, be happy and share the happiness with somebody. Okay, what is the most unusual item you've used during lovemaking that really turned you on? We've all used items during lovemaking, okay? And to tell you the truth, it's not the items that actually turned me on, it was the person I'm with at the time. Okay? I mean, regardless of what you use, how you use it, okay? I mean, turn on, it's not the thing, it's not the object, it's not the act of lovemaking, it's the person that you're with. Don't know if that really, that's you, not exactly what I'm thinking, but I guess that's who I am. Last question Laura asks. If you had to take one action today to improve your love life, what would it be? Get a love life. I mean, I'm single at the moment, so I was in a relationship before Christmas. And before that, ooh, crikey, that was a long, long time. I don't fall in love very easily. And since I'm actually so shy, I don't meet that many people either. And the really nice girls that I meet, are usually through emailing me, or I email them, and they're always halfway across the world. Or, these are things that I have to deal with. But, I'm shy. I don't meet that many people. I'm not a casual sex person. I don't go to a nightclub every weekend, pick up a girl, bring her back, have sex with her. So, like, for me, love life is, it encompasses a whole lot of things, but mainly it encompasses the word love, okay? So, to improve my love life, I would have to meet somebody that I can love, cherish, and share my life with, basically. Okay, so that's Ian. Fumbling through the answers, making a mess of them. The moral of this story is, if you have any questions you want Ian to answer live and make a fool of himself on his website, send them to me. All the contact details are on the bottom of the page, okay? But anyway, this is Ian saying goodbye, suffering from possible ear infection or something, I don't know. But thanks for stopping by and thanks for reading this page. I actually do appreciate it. Cheerio.